I'm Rona Tarrant. The House will vote next week on competing immigration bills that deal with the fate of young undocumented immigrants. A spokeswoman for House Speaker Paul Ryan made the announcement late Tuesday after a group of moderate Republicans and some Democrats failed to gather enough support to force votes on far-reaching protections for Dreamers, including on bipartisan bills. The House will now consider a Conservative bill that offers a limited path to permanent legal status, as well as another bill that will offer legal status and an eventual path to citizenship. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has agreed to deliver a formal apology to victims of institutional child sexual abuse. The decision follows a five-year royal commission detailing thousands of abuse cases involving Australian churches, orphanages, groups and schools over decades. Its final report, released in December, included 409 recommendations, including an official apology. The Pentagon has reassured allies of its ironclad security commitments after President Trump cancelled its Korean military exercises. Trump made the announcement after Tuesday's historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Meanwhile, North Korean state media said Kim had accepted an offer from President Trump to visit the US, while Kim had also invited Trump to visit Pyongyang. The US Conference of Catholic Bishops Spring General Assembly begins today. On the agenda for the two-day meeting are ethical directives for Catholic healthcare services, proposed revisions for the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People, as well as a pastoral response to Asian and Pacific Island Catholics in the US. The assembly can be streamed live through the US Bishops website. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.